President Trump has said that the World Trade Organization is weak and treats the U.S. very badly, which is why the U.S. has taken its trade relationship with China into its own hands. Trump's assessment of the WTO is not true. Since its founding in 1995, the U.S. has appealed to the WTO more than any other country in order to fix unfair trade relationships. In fact, the WTO can give a country permission to retaliate if a panel has evidence that a trade partner has indeed been breaking global trade rules and refuses to come into line with those rules in a specific time period. With the Trump administration ignoring our decades-long obligation to use the WTO to resolve this conflict, China is left looking like the rule follower. The Trump administration chose not to target goods that American consumers typically purchase from China, which again should make consumers happy. However, the products that will be taxed heavily are those used by many industries. Higher prices for chemicals and industrial parts and machines could result in Americans losing their jobs as corporations try to cut costs during this crunch. Consider how this will also hurt the average American through jobs. Farmers, specifically soybean farmers, will be feeling the effects of this trade war. 20% of U.S. exports to China are agricultural products. Also, China is expected to start importing more soybeans from Brazil as another form of retaliation against U.S. tariffs. Considering the administration's America First platform of bringing jobs back to the U.S., this could quite possibly backfire. While consumer prices may not be affected at this stage, trade is a game of tit for tat. If one country threatens another with tariffs, you can be sure that the other country will ramp up tensions through reciprocal restrictions and so on. The real question about this trade war is how long it will last and which country will blink first.